Last week, the GOP-controlled State Budget Committee approved a K-12 spending plan that falls $1.4 billion short of the governor's proposal. Republicans have also removed hundreds of the governor's priorities from the budget, including major items like an expansion of Medicaid and legalization of marijuana in Wisconsin. Speaking at a Capitol Press event, Evers said he hasn't ruled out vetoing the entire budget.
That's too early to tell, but that is always an option that is on the table.
The governor has the power to partially veto the state budget, as he did in 2019 to increase school spending, but those powers are limited. If the governor vetoed the entire budget, current funding levels for agencies would be extended, and Evers and legislators would begin the negotiating process again from square one. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.